Nobody said it would be easy. Nobody said that it would all be fine. But to get where we're going, brother, you gotta hold the line. It ain't a matter of if, nah, it's just a matter of time. But to get where we're going, sister, gotta hold the line. You gotta stay steadfast, tread lightly, cause they're looking for a reason to knock you down. But you can't ask too politely. In the sense, you gotta get loud, hold the line.
This is RAWF After Hour. I am your host, Lord Amadeus, the CEO of the game we all know and love as Wrestler Unstoppable. Welcoming back. It's been a couple weeks and trying to figure out what's been going on with him and his little, I don't know if it's been since the vacation. Let's talk to you.
The number, I leave it on when in bed I slumber. I hear the rhythm
ladies and gentlemen, he is El Vacant. Good evening, El Vacant.
Hola, señor. ¿Cómo está?
Uh-oh. What was that?
I just that a leftover effect. Yeah, you know, I figured, you know, your assistant would tell you. Yeah. So, you know, I've been down, you know, sick for a couple of weeks, but you know, I'm on demand. I got a little bit of a cough left. I get a little tired easy, but other than that, I'm okay.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Yeah,
glad
you know,
to hear it.
When I told the nephew to go get me a Corona, this is not what I meant.
Wait, you have the Corona? You have the COVID?
I had. I'm fine now. But I did, yes, which is why no one saw me, because, you
okay.
know, isolate.
Just do me a favor, stay on that side of the studio just to be safe.
Oh, no, I took tests, I'm good, I'm clean. I got a little okay. bit of a little bit of a cough left over, but not just from the, you know, the buildup.
All right, well, fine,
I'll be
fair
fine.
Enough.
I got medical clearance before I came in. I wouldn't want to affect the roster.
Well, good. Well, I'm glad you're back. Of course, we'll talk about Philadelphia Freedom here in a few minutes, but let's address the elephant in the room real quick. As everyone knows, Unstoppable on an outage at the moment. So here's what's going to happen. We will probably have to delay the pay-per-view a day or two. It will go out whenever the first day Unstoppable comes back up. We'll make decisions concerning count-out matches then. And here later in the program, the CEO of Sports Unstoppable, Kevin, will be here to address the issue. So we'll go with that. That's all I can say about that right now. So let's go on as if talk about Philadelphia Freedom tomorrow. Oh, actually, we've got a couple of GM reports to talk first. I have the official tag team report from Unstoppable out here. Tags report, the final top 10 tag teams are... Number one, Swords and Scimitars. Number two, Strikings. Number three, Feral Beasts. Number four, Desaad and the Giant. Number five, Hotness Overload. Number six, Starstruck. Number seven, Los Locos. Number eight, Drift and Draught. Number nine, The Cage Shakers. And number 10, Adrenaline. The first place this season is the tag team champion Swords and Scimitars, the Teflon Sheik and Claymore. As champions, they get to choose their opponents, and they've made their choice. The team facing Swords and Scimitars at the pay-per-view is Los Locos, the Joker Crow Mark Caliber, and Hotshot Chaz. They will challenge Swords and Scimitars at Philadelphia Freedom for the tag team championships. Interesting. All right, thank you. Thank you, Unstoppabot. That's big news right there. Right there, a huge match for tomorrow's Philadelphia Freedom. Let's bring on now our White Lightning and Anything Goes GM. She is.
Oh my God! What is that? What is that?
I'm the bad guy. Duh.
Yeah!
Ladies
and gentlemen, the First Lady of Anarchy, she is the Cougar. Good evening, Cougs.
Good evening, L.A. Hola, Vacant.
Hola.
All right, well, can you, is there anything? Is, oh.
You're messing up my flirting time, man.
I
haven't been here in a while.
Sorry.
I'm a little under the weather, but I still got to get my flirt on, okay?
Man.
Go ahead. Let me know when you're done.
I haven't got the footer in like two
and a half
weeks.
But you spoiled the mood now.
you did. It's true. You did. But wait, I believe the last thing you said is how am I doing? Better
yes.
now.
Oh, isn't that sweet? That's because I'm here, right?
T-T.
Okay. I'm not going to sit on your lap, though. I can't.
I'd blend.
No. Well, I don't mind sweat, but, you know, anyway, I do have a report for high voltage. I do not have one for Anything Goes. High voltage, the matches have dropped. They dropped before the wonderful technical difficulties. So we'll just see how that goes, because we all know that has a short time limit anyway, and I might have to reset all those 28 matches, and that'll make me cry. Then I might have to sit on your lap.
I'll probably be a little safer by then. Well,
anyway,
and more dangerous, depending on your point of view.
Oh, I can't find you dangerous. No. Challenging, maybe.
Okay, we'll go with
spicy,
that.
Spicy, definitely. Dangerous, no.
Muy caliente.
Fun. Yeah, caliente, sí. Anyway, this season has Wildfire, Chris Cage, Mithras, and Denzel all coming over from season 4. Winning their tournaments, we have the Toxic Avenger again, Uber Vegan, which I'm kind of interesting. I'm kind of pulling for him. I'd love to see somebody hold the White Lightning and the FUBAR title at the same time again. I believe the last person to do that was Uncle Frank.
Yes, it was.
Am I wrong?
It absolutely was.
Okay.
No, you are not. That is correct. All right.
And then we have Beast and Dr. Kent. Again, as soon as that comes up, I'm going to go in and see how the
timeouts went. That's actually a pretty interesting
mix.
I like that. That's
Yeah.
To be an
again, only one female, but it's a wild female, so.
That's true. You know how I feel about the redheads.
One more time?
You know how I feel about redheads. I may have a
need to done. Are we done? We good? Get it out of your system?
No.
For now.
All right. Thank you, Coogs, for that wonderful report. Yes, we will see what happens with that whole thing. We'll see when the game comes back up. But you do it however you feel it necessary when it comes back. All right. I think that's all the reports we've got for this evening. So with that being said, let's move on now. El Vacant, Philadelphia Freedom, live from Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia. The card is going to be incredible. Let's talk now. First of all, before we get to that, we need to congratulate the lovely Maeve O'Hara on becoming the new estrogen champion last week on the Superstars, defeating Tigress to gain that championship. So her first estrogen title reign. So congratulations to Maeve. Your thoughts on her big win, El Vacant?
What are my thoughts on that? I think it's awesome. I've been saying for a while she was, you know, due for a, you know, major title, and I was right. Look, there it is.
All right. Yes, and incredible. She was not without belt for very long. It didn't take her long to gain a championship after losing the Midnight Hobo Championship at Rataversary.
This all went down when I was gone, but you know, I was listening in, so I just want to go over what happened here. Pardon me. So Maeve called out the world champion, right? That's what happened.
That is correct.
And the world champion, while hiding in the corner, crying behind his belt that he's not going to be able to hold tomorrow, didn't answer. So instead, the estrogen champion stepped up and said, I'll give you a shot. That's effectively what happened, yeah? See?
Yep.
Okay. So first let me say, hey, congratulations to me. But I actually have to say, I wasn't here to say it when it happened, so I'm going to say it now. Big props to Diggs for stepping up and being a champion's champion. Go you.
Indeed. It was unprompted. It was it wasn't the challenger calling her out. She just stepped up, gave Maeve a title shot, and Maeve, to her credit, took advantage of it and became the new estrogen champion. So what does that mean for her at Philadelphia Freedom? We'll talk about that here in a second. But you briefly touched on it just a few seconds ago. The main event of the world of Philadelphia Freedom is for the World Heavyweight Championship. It is Strangleheart defending against Eva. And based on just the short brief comment you had, it sounds to me like you believe Eva will be the next World Heavyweight Champion.
Well, so, you know, one of the things, I've been barely paying attention to the social medias and everything while I'm in my downtime. And I've noted something thing. In the last few weeks, there's been a really big RAWF hashtag floating around, which is hashtag transitional. And, you know, I may have retweeted it a few times.
So predicting the mysterious Lilter El Derecho to become the new World Heavyweight Championship. It's interesting. You know, we're talking about someone who's hasn't been around very long, maybe a year. I don't know if it's even been a year at this point that Eva has been a part of this business, against a man who's been around for a long time in this business, in this industry, and knows the ins and outs. You think she can beat Strangleheart for the World Heavyweight Championship?
Let's be clear. I think this chair with nobody sitting in it could beat Strangleheart.
Wow.
You know, there was a time I tried to like the guy. I tried really hard to appreciate the skills and things everyone told him about me, but all he's shown me is this is cowardice. Like, you know, he comes out, I don't like him.
All right. So, well, I mean, I think he's heard that. He's heard the whole transitional champion stuff, and last week he made comments where he is out to prove he is not just a transitional champion, and he plans on starting a long title reign by beating Eva tomorrow at Philadelphia Freedom. We'll find out. It's
Had the point. He already could have proved that he was a champion's champion. He failed. I don't know that there's any coming back from that. Even if he manages to win, like, okay, great. He still ducked somebody already. He's had the belt for, you know, a hot minute, and he's already ducked somebody.
Well, to be fair, though, the last time the World Heavyweight Champion, any RAWF World Heavyweight Champion has accepted a challenge for their title that wasn't at a pay-per-view, it actually was way back about 6 years ago, Judgment taking on Michaela Doom. So he wouldn't be the first to have turned down a challenge for the World Heavyweight Championship. But at any rate, moving along, we also have Mithras defending the Platinum Dragon Championship against Diesel Warrior, DW. I mean, this one, DW has had many attempts at some of the big titles, had yet to really catch her stride, and now she's going up against somebody her record isn't very good against, and that's Mithras the Title Machine. Do we bet against Mithras at all here?
No. Just no. You're right. The record speaks for itself. I think it'll be a good match, but I think ultimately the odds are very heavily in Mithras's favor.
I have to agree, but who knows? Maybe DW will shock us all. Denzel,
it wouldn't be the first time.
No, this is true. It wouldn't be. She's been known to pull an upset off every now and then. Denzel the Giant takes on the Paragon of Greatness for the national championship. Paragon looking to get back on the title saddle, if you will. He had words for Denzel last week. He sounds very confident, a bit like the old Paragon of Greatness. What do you think? Can he take Denzel and take that national championship from him?
Can he? Absolutely. Will he? That remains to be seen. I think that's going to be a great match. Actually, I think they're very evenly matched. I think they, you know, both of them often have a size advantage against someone they're in the Garrett. This time, neither one really does. They're about the same size, about the same strength. You know, I think it's going to be a battle of the big boys here. And, you know, I'm curious, you know, obviously once we reinforce the ring, I'm curious to see how that goes out. We are going to reinforce the ring, right?
Probably. Probably. So, yeah, that one's going to be a great one. Paragon had a lot to say about it last week. If those of you who didn't hear it, you can always go and check the replay from last week. Paragon of Greatness taking on Denzel the Giant, challenging for the national championship. Men's title will be on the line. Simply the Best, STB, defends against Papa Shaker. Papa, you know, he's had his moments here in RAWF. Is this the day he steps up? And I would call it an upset if Shaker beats STB. What would you say?
I agree. I think it would be. I think it is possible. Right, Shaker on a good day can beat STB, but on a normal day, like if it's if, like 99% of the time, I'm going to say STB wins this match. Pardon me.
You got water over there just in case. Yeah.
I do.
All right. Good. All right, so the Estrogen Championship, that one's going to be, depending on certain matters right now, before the outage, Tigress was taking on Eva in the Biatch of the Month final. However, a decision will have to be made on whether that on that match once we find out when the outage returns to see. But most likely, Maeve will not be defending her Estrogen title tomorrow at Philadelphia Freedom. And by some miracle she does, it'll be between those two. Who do you – I mean, Tigress, of course, the former Estrogen champion who gave Maeve the opportunity. And then we have Eva, who is also the number one contender to the World Heavyweight Championship and has been on quite the roll. Who has the better chance of unseating Maeve as Estrogen champion? If – either of them.
That's a good question. Obviously Eva's been on a roll. She's currently the number one contender. And Tigress just lost the title that she's held for a little while now. And, you know, she's going to be pretty motivated to take that back, right? I think the bigger threat to Maeve between the two right now in this moment is Tiggs, because she's going to be more motivated, because she does not have a world title shot, and she needs to prove that, you know, hey, that loss wasn't, you know, indicative. She,
fair
of
enough.
The two, she will be more motivated.
Fair enough. All right. Deez to defend the Midnight Hobo Championship against Blake Bradley. This one, and it's very strange to say that someone else is defending the Midnight Hobo title. But it is indeed Deez, and he will defend it for the first time against Blake Bradley. What's your call on this one?
No offense to Deez, I'm going to go with Blake right now. I think he's on a roll, and I think he's due.
All right. I like that. Uber Vegan TPO to defend the FUBAR City Championship against Claymore. And that one ought to be a good one. And, okay. And then we have the Immortal Griffith defending the Triple Crown Championship against the Unsettled Chris Cage and Hotshot Chaz. That is also going to be a pretty good one. The Multimedia Championship, well, Magnificent Michael earned himself a shot at the championship. However, the Multimedia Championship is right now currently in a match between Teflon Sheik, the champion, and Kane, the governor, the challenger. That match may or may not happen at the pay-per-view. Magnificent Michael may have to wait an extra week or two to get his shot at the Multimedia Championship, but he is indeed scheduled. He will indeed get a opportunity at that championship somewhere, just probably not at Philadelphia Freedom. Mithras will defend the Powerball Championship against fellow Hall of Famer Dev, who won the Powerball Championship tournament for this period. And we'll take on Mithras, the title machine, for the Powerball Championship, another title that Mithras refuses to let go of. So we'll see if Dev has what it takes to unseat Mithras as Powerball champion. And then, of course, Judgment will defend the Champions Choice Championship against Liam O'Shaughnessy in a match where he can only use moves that have double letters in them, and he has to use them double. He has to use them twice in a row, so hip toss, or any other move that has double letters in it, like double S, like hip toss. So that one, That one should be interesting. Hatfield and McCoy Championship. It will be Chris Cage defending against Beast. And Swords and Scimitars, as we mentioned earlier, will defend the tag team titles against Los Locos, Hotshot Chaz, and Mark Caliber. And also, in a scaffold match, the unsettled Chris Cage and Judgment settle their differences, settle the score in a scaffold match, which is a bit of a ex-judge is quite the expert in. So that is your rundown for Philadelphia Freedom. Of course, everybody on the roster that's not current, not, that I didn't mention, will get a rankings match as well. And so, yeah, that is Philadelphia Freedom, ladies and gentlemen. All right, so our first guest this evening, she is now the reigning estrogen champion. She is... Ladies and gentlemen, she was titleless for all of a couple of weeks before winning the Estrogen Championship from Tigress last week on Superstars. Ladies and gentlemen, the new Estrogen Champion, the lovely Maeve O'Hare. Good evening, Maeve.
Good evening, boss man. Good evening, Vacant. I've been missing you.
Oh, hi. How are you?
How you feeling,
lad?
It has been. You're looking a little peaked there.
Yeah. It's been a rough couple weeks, so no need tonight because I'm cleared. But let's be careful.
All right, fine.
So, Maeve, it's been a tumultuous month, a very up and down type of month for you since Radiversary that started on a low. And right now, it's quite a bit on the high as you are the new Estrogen champion. Tell me about the win over Tigress.
I mean, it were a fight, which was what I were expecting going in. It were a great match. And again, I want to say how much I appreciate someone in this company being a fighting champion who's not afraid to put their belt up on the line when they're not being forced to do so. So, tip of the hat to Tiggs, and if I end up facing her again on my first defense, I know it's going to be another great match. I'm incredibly excited. As I mentioned last week on the show, this is one of the three things that I still had left on my bucket list of things I knew I needed to accomplish in RAWF, and it felt good to check that one off.
Well, and it's good to see you with that title, and we'll see how long. As I mentioned, it will either be Eva or Tigress that gets the next opportunity
You don't make things easy on me, do you, boss man?
Don't look at me. That's how the tournament fell into place there. You know.
I know. I'm teasing. I can't even blame Randy for this one.
Yeah, you can't. This was not Randy. This was destiny, I suppose you could say. But you've got Tigress, who at the time was hoping to win the tournament and choose her own opponent, thinking that she would hopefully get retain against you and then move on to somebody else but not the case. So now she's battling for a rematch, but she's got Eva to deal with right now. That's which one would you prefer to see? The person you just beat for the championship or somebody like Eva who right now could be the next world heavyweight champion?
You see, that's a difficult choice. I mean, on the one hand, I did just face Tigress. Obviously, you know, that match is fresh in my mind, and I just proved that I can beat her on the best day. But on the other hand, there's Eva, who obviously I always enjoy working with, but also she's got bigger fish to fry than little old me. Not that I don't think that she could handle two title matches, but, I mean, if push came to shove, which one would you focus on?
I mean, tough call.
Now, this is not to slag off on the estrogen title at all. I mean, obviously, it means a lot to the company. It means
a lot
to me personally.
The question is if I had a match with you and a match with Strangleheart, which one would I pay more attention to? Here, let me ponder
question.
That for a moment.
Is if you had a match for the world title and you had a match for a divisional title, which one would your focus be on?
Right. So like I said, if I had to choose, if I had to pay attention to the match with you or the match with Strangleheart, which really, like, I'm not hearing the difference in what we're saying.
I mean, you said it's not me. I would be honored to face either lady. This is not to say that they're the only two that I know are gunning for the title. I happen to suspect that there's another redhead who's going to be knocking on my door soon. See you out there, Cougs. I mean, I'm not one to turn away a redhead. But first
that would be
foremost,
weird at family reunions.
Yeah, it tends to run strong in my family. There's more of us that are redheaded than not. First and foremost, my attention is going to be on who wins that tournament match and whatever happens with that. And I trust Boss Man and the GMs to make the right decision as far as what happens when everything gets back to normal. But it would also be rather hypocritical of me to say that I weren't willing to face someone else who put up a good challenge to me. So I've got my eyes peeled for folks who might be coming my way. Because that's what a real champion does.
All right, fair enough, fair enough. But congratulations to you on winning the estrogen title. And while it
Thank
may
you.
Not have been the title you were trying for originally, it was certainly a huge victory, landmark victory for you in your RAWF career, adding that title to your resume, no doubt about it.
And that does remind me, though, Boss Man, I'm going to follow in the footsteps of someone who's accomplished a lot more in this industry than I have and reiterate that my challenge to the world champion is still standing, and I will continue to make that challenge until he either accepts it or, more likely, he loses the belt to someone more deserving.
So question then, you say your challenge to the world champion stands. What if Strangleheart loses the World Heavyweight Championship to Eva? Does your challenge still stand then?
I mean, it might. I did say I purely love facing Eva. But I also suspect that Eva is not going to acquit herself near so poorly as other folks holding that belt have done in the past. So my challenge to Strangleheart as world champion stands. Once he loses that belt to Eva at the pay-per-view, we'll see where we go from there.
All right. Fair enough. Elvacant, any questions for Maeve?
No, I think she's kind of covered it. Let's see. Oh, yeah. How have you felt being denied a knee for 3 weeks straight?
I mean, I've obviously been crying into my pillow every night.
Okay,
so you hurry up and get better so I can get my seat back.
All right. I'll try. I'll do my best. They've got me on these meds, and I got to tell you, I don't know what it is with this med, but it tastes like a rabid sand rat crawled into my mouth and died. It's horrible.
Do I want to know how you know what that tastes like?
Well, I've been lost in the desert a time or two.
So kind of like that.
I mean, that's true. I do,
remember
you being lost. Sorry, boss man. What?
I was saying it's kind of like one of those goat burritos you served last year.
Worse. And you know what? I don't serve those burritos anymore.
Yes, I do.
Did you say ghost burritos?
Goat burritos.
Oh.
Yes, they were really bad for the system.
If you were closer, I'd headbutt you for that.
It's like a small boys' nursery school sometimes when I come in here.
All right. So, thank
you,
Maeve.
How have you been, boss man?
Well,
no one ever asks you that.
I'm fine, as always. I, you know, been busy and, you know, getting things ready for Philadelphia Freedom. I don't really have time to do a whole lot of, but we'll see. We shall see. But thank you, Maeve.
Oh,
I appreciate you.
That reminds me. We're not gonna like get the police called on us because of whatever fireworks display Judgy does this year, are we? If we could go like one pay-per-view without having the authorities called because of something Judgy did, that'd be fantastic.
Well, we'll see. Hopefully, I hope so. We shall see, but. Maeve, thank you for your time. Congratulations once again, ladies and gentlemen. She is the new estrogen champion. She is Maeve O'Hare. Good luck to you tomorrow at Philadelphia Freedom. You'll get a rankings match. Unfortunately, Randy hasn't sent me the report yet on who you'd be facing because he's waiting to see if there's any possibility of you defending the estrogen championship. So we got to get all that sorted out before we can officially name you an opponent for Philadelphia Freedom. All right?
All right, fine. Good night, Bossman. Good night, Vacant.
Thank you, Maeve.
That's a little bye-bye.
All right, next up.
Dear Leave, but I love to watch her go.
Speaking of judgment, he is here, Mr. RAWF.
Every line, broken every boundary. Now it's retribution time, 'cause the church that I went to, it ain't that holy.
Mr. RAWF is here. He is Judgment. Good evening, Judge.
Good evening, Amadeus.
Welcome
back over there, El Nacho Taco Grandeville.
Oh, hi. Come here. Let me get a cop on you.
No. Stay over there. Hey, in fact, you know what? You can wheel her over here close to him.
Now, you brought her again.
Yeah, I had to bring her.
Oh, my gosh. All right, Lady D. Yeah. That blank stare. Turn her towards the closet. All right. Well, Judge, first off, I want to know, how are things prepared? Are you prepared now for the fireworks display tomorrow at Philadelphia Freedom?
I am. And you're going to be so proud of me.
I am?
This is the biggest. Oh, God, this is going to be extravaganza. This is the biggest one ever.
Really? Wow.
Yes, this is going to be the biggest fireworks display you have ever seen in your entirety. I mean, this Disney doesn't even have nothing on this one.
Really? Okay. Well, I mean,
and I got them cheap.
Get,
I got them as a steal. I got the fireworks as a steal.
I can
believe how much
you,
I got them cheap.
Cheap? Cheap? I saw the invoices. I got the invoices for these things, okay? Yes, you definitely bought more. You bought enough fireworks for just about every state fair across the country to do have fireworks. So this is. I don't know that we're going to have room in the stadium for all these fireworks. But okay, you know, I'm all about that.
You know where I got them from? You know where I got them from?
Where'd you get them?
Afghanistan.
I'm sorry, what?
I got them from Afghanistan. They were leftovers from their July 4th. They told me they were celebrating the 4th and they was able to do it. So
they don't celebrate the nobody but the U.S. celebrates the 4th.
Well, these fireworks are supposed to be good. They're going to be good. They're going to be extravagant. Come on, Amadeus, how about I let you down? Let's not answer that question right now. But
lately,
come on, you can speak about that.
Lately, okay, look, I got to be fair. Lately, you've been on a decent string. So the Immortal Halftime Show, the holiday extravaganza. You've been on a roll, so maybe this time. But good Lord, I just, you know, cost me a fortune for these. But okay, hope it's worth. I'm sure it'll be worth it. You've taken extra precautions to ensure that that no public property will be damaged, right?
Sure.
You've hired the best. Don't give me the. You better be telling me yes. Right?
Okay, sure. Yeah, go with it. Yes.
That's better. All right. Well, thank you, Judge. Thank you for that. And I look forward
One question.
Mm-hmm.
How much insurance does REWF have for, let's say, fatalities, casualties? Property damage.
No. Don't property damage I can handle. Don't be talking about fatalities and shit. That's not
I
even
mean,
funny.
Just hypothetically speaking,
No. And that's not something I would discuss on air anyways.
Well, we need to know.
I'll tell you later. Just not on air. All right.
Let's talk about your
two big matches at Philadelphia Freedom, Judge. Defending
yes, the two big
champion
matches
choice. Defending the Champions Choice Championship against Liam O'Shaughnessy. And
you ready for this? You ready for this?
Uh-huh.
Leo O'Shaughnessy.
Nope, didn't get it right this time either.
Oh, damn.
But thanks.
Okay.
Thanks for trying. Thanks for playing.
Okay.
So, with that being said, Judge... Talk to me about facing Liam tomorrow in this match where he must use double moves or something to that effect.
Double letter double moves match and back to back. Basically, it's back to back double letter double moves. He has five moves. He has a headbutt. He has a stunner. He has a hip toss. He has a tree of woe, and he has hammer lock. And he must use those five moves. That's the only moves he can use. And he has to use them back-to-back and double. Like if he goes with a stunner, then he has to go repeat a stunner before he can move on to a new move. No defense, no bag of tricks on his end. My end, I could probably use whatever I want to. In fact, I can use everything I want to. Who am I kidding?
All right. Well, that ought to be an interesting match. Can O'Shaughnessy pull off a miracle? We will find out tomorrow at Philadelphia Freedom. And then, of course, the scaffold match against the unsettled Chris Caves. The two of you going to settle this whole thing tomorrow at Philadelphia Freedom, and you can get this woman out of my freaking studio and never bring her back again?
Not probably. I'm looking for her. I'm looking. I mean, she's going to be, she's already got her conjuring. She's conjuring. What? She's conjuring.
She's condoming? What?
She's conjuring. She's conjuring. She's been conjuring for the past week. In fact, I need a, Elvenka, I need one of your chickens.
What do you mean one of my chickens? I don't wander around with chickens.
Oh, well. You got any on your taco truck?
He doesn't cut the chicken fresh, you know. He doesn't kill his own chickens, I don't think. Do you, Elvenka?
No.
Oh, well, that's so sad. I thought it was freshly prepared.
He might be able to give you a chicken breast. Will that work?
I need the heart of a chicken that runs west to east on a full moon night.
Mm-mm. Bruja. No. Out. Go away. Mm-mm.
Oh, well.
My abuela's warning me about this stuff. No.
Well, no. It's just a chicken.
No.
Okay, well, then, fine. She asked for it. I didn't get it. She asked for it. You know, she's kind of confusing me a little bit. She kind of, the other night, I didn't know where she was, and she was watching movies. She was watching videos of Cage's matches and everything. So she's really been studying him, and I'm kind of fear for Cage in this match.
Interesting. I fear for both of you. Scaffold matches are tough. I mean, you've wrestled them before against the late, great Spicy McHaggis here in RAWF. What did you learn from all those matches with Spicy, and how's that going to help you win tomorrow night?
Scaffolds hurt. They hurt. When you hit them, they hurt. They break your bones. I had broken ribs. I came out of that matches with broken ribs, broken femurs, broken arm. So yeah, it was very, very traumatic experience. Concussions. You heard us hitting them things. How hard we hit them things.
Yeah, and it actually kind of I remember those matches, and think about when I, now that I think about it, it kind of explains a lot, doesn't it, Elvenka?
It does. Quite a lot, actually.
All right, Judgment, any final words about anything we've discussed or for anybody else?
I just can't wait to do this firework. I want to go light it right now and just watch it. It's going to be so exciting.
No, don't go lighting them off now. Lord.
Well, I'm just going to go out here and check. I'm going to go check on it just to make sure everything's looking all right.
Yes, that's a good idea.
Make sure everything's good.
Sure,
now, who is the official lighter? Who can I choose the official lighter for tomorrow?
Well, yeah, that's all. You're supposed to set that up. Who do you want to light them?
You know, I'm gonna choose someone this year who, if the lighter doesn't work, all she has to do is rub her legs together. Sasha Kamara.
I suppose if Sasha agrees to it, you can do that. But that's not nice. Be nice.
What do you mean it's not nice? I'm nice to her. She shaves her legs. Every once in a while. They're still like thorns.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I wonder how you know.
She went in my hot tub and scratched it up.
At any rate, Judge, thank you for joining us tonight. Look forward to you.
You're welcome.
Look forward to Philadelphia.
No, get her out of the closet. Is she in there? Tell her, bring her. Come on. Let's go.
She's gone again. Judge, she's gone again. She's not in there. How the hell did she do that?
You guys are doing this to me on purpose.
There is, you know.
All right, let me go follow this.
Go find her.
I'm still going to get a chicken that runs south and east and north and west in a full moon.
Anywho, all right, El Vacant, we're going to take a song break. When we return, we'll be talking with our Triple Crown champion, the Immortal Griffith, and sometime after that, the CEO of Sports Unstoppable, Kevin, is supposed to stop by and give us an update on the outage currently happening in Wrestler Unstoppable. We'll be back in just a few minutes. This is RAWF After Hours on the RAWF Radio Network.
I need toilet paper, toilet paper. I'm out of toilet paper. It's my corona. I need toilet paper, toilet paper, toilet paper. I'm out of toilet paper. It's my corona.
Got to make a grocery run. Well, that sounds fun. Why am I out here risking my life? Corona, where's a goddamn parking space? Shit, I touched my face. Wait, I think I finally caught my corona. Stop it, don't be manic. Go inside. No organic? Oh no, all GMO. Jesus Christ, now I panic. I'll die, my corona.
Out of toilet paper, it's my corona.
Don't come any closer, huh? I'll mess you up. I'm just coming in for some white corona. Kroger's full of empty shelves.
Ah, what the hell?
Yes, I'm stocking up on box white corona. Nothing's making sense. No more friends. No more basketball kids. Our homework school is raining too. And I'm losing my my corona. My corona.
I need toilet paper, toilet paper, toilet paper. I'm out of toilet paper, it's my corona.
Toilet paper, when you gonna get to me, get to me? Is it just a matter of time, corona? Will I kill my family in quarantine?
Yep.
Or is it just a game in my mind, corona? Then there's Donald Trump, what the fuck? Why are you shaking hands and keep telling us nothing's up, that we're gonna be fine?
What?
My corona. My corona.
Power of toilet paper.
So sick of my corona. My corona.
Fight for your life. When it comes crashing down and it
We are back. This is REWF After Hours on the REWF Radio Network. What? What, El Vacant? What's wrong?
That first song, really?
What's that?
The first song you played.
Oh.
The first song.
I thought it was funny.
I do love, let me tell you.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we haven't heard from this man in a few weeks as well. He is the reigning Triple Crown champion. Tomorrow at Philadelphia Freedom, he is scheduled to defend that title against the unsettled Chris Cage and Hotshot Chaz. Let's hear from... The immortal Griffiths is here. Good evening, Griffith.
Yeah, good evening there, Elaine. Hey, Viking, good to see you. I hear you've been under the weather there. Yeah, a little bit. Don't get too close. It's good, man. I'm immortal. I'm immune. You can cough on me all you want. I mean, don't. It's kind of gross, but like you could, and it would be fine. How about I not test that? All right, your call.
So, Griffith? Triple Crown Championship on the line tomorrow night. Two big names will be in the ring with you, I think. At least I think they're big names, in the unsettled Chris Cage and Hotshot Chaz. I mean, your thoughts on the match. A lot of people are calling for Hotshot Chaz to possibly win his first major title tomorrow at Philadelphia Freedom. What are your feelings on that matter?
To be honest with you, I haven't been paying attention at all. I didn't even realize who I was facing until you just said it.
Wow. Where have you been? Have you been on a sabbatical? Did you go to the Bahamas?
Relaxing.
And oh, good. Probably
relaxing.
Probably
working on my other businesses. You know, doing what I said I was doing. I need to go away, clear my head. You know, it is what it is. I'm having a good time. You know, I'm showing up for my matches where I got to have matches. And other than that, I'm not really doing putting a lot of brain power to the industry right now.
Interesting. So, I mean, is that going to affect your match tomorrow for the Triple Crown Championship?
I'm going to show up and do the match like I've been doing. And, you know, it's a pay-per-view. I mean, I wouldn't expect me to just sleep my way through it, right? But, you know, as I've said recently in other pay-per-views, you know, am I going to be, you know, the crazy, full-on out, fully motivated immortal that, you know, the REF fans have come to love and pay good money for? Probably not. It's not where my head's at right now. Now, that being said, I'm going out there and I'm going to fight, right? I'm going to fight. I'm not going to lay down for anybody, you know, and I've got two pretty good challengers here. And like you said, it was, you know, Chris and Hotshot, and, you know, I think I've said, you know, made clear over time, these are two, you know, okay, relative to me, this is true about everybody, but, you know, two young upcoming wrestlers in the company that, you know, I've been saying for a while are eventually going to be some of the top names in this company. So I expect a really good match out of them. And, you know, you're saying people are thinking it's Hotshot Chaz is going to pull this belt from me. Look, I have faced him many times for several titles. He's never, I mean, frankly, and this is not an insult to him, he has never really come close to taking one from me. I can't say that about Chris. Chris has come close to taking a title from me a time or two. So, you know, like, this is going to be a good match. Like, you know, let's see what happens.
All right. Well, let's say you weren't in the equation. Let's say, you know, generic wrestler A. Which of the two do you think has the better chance, Chris Cage or Cha-Cha Chaz?
Right now, in general, I would say Chris Cage is on a better trajectory and has been doing it longer. What I have found is that Hotshot kind of is on that roller coaster still. Like, you know, he'll have really good times and then he'll crash and he'll come back up. Whereas Chris has just been, you know, kind of hitting that pinnacle and just getting better and better. So I think Chris is a little more steady right now, if that makes more sense. You know, like he is more likely to show up with his A game at the match.
Fair enough.
And again, that is not, no pun intended, a shot at Hotshot. He's a very talented wrestler. He's at a point in his career where when he can get all cylinders firing, he's really good, but he hasn't mastered that trick of putting all the cylinders in order when he needs them.
All right. That is fair on all counts, I do believe. So with that being said, any words for either of your opponents tomorrow?
Have a good fight, show up, you know, keep in mind this is for an REWF title and come after it like you want it. And let's see if you can do anything to the Immortal One.
All right. So with that being said, Griffith, thank you for your time.
Why not have a challenger for my other belt?
The Supreme Fighter?
Yeah.
You just defended that a couple weeks ago, correct? So probably not. You will not have to defend the Supreme Fighter Championship at Philadelphia Freedom. The current season of 32-1 is underway. No challenger has been determined as of yet.
Fair enough. I just wasn't, you know, like I said, I haven't been paying a ton of attention.
All right. Cool. Ladies and gentlemen, the Immortal Griffith, your reigning Triple Crown champion. It should be an interesting matchup considering almost an indifferent attitude, El Vacant, from the Immortal Griffith.
Yeah, like, you know, look, we kind of saw this coming in, you know, when he defended his world championship, he even before the match, he kind of sounded like this. I don't know what's up with him. He just hasn't been the same guy. You know, like I said, I've been gone for a couple weeks, but from everything I'm hearing, so was he. And I had an excuse.
Well,
what was his? A
couple things we can talk about Philadelphia Freedom that we do know what's going to happen. Or, you know, Sword and Scimitars will be defending the tag team titles against Los Locos. This is Mark Caliber and Hotshot Chaz. Now, neither of those two that are challenging have yet really made their mark as far as titles go in RAWF. But they're both very, you know, and it's an interesting team, to say the least, considering the differences they've had as of late, considering the fact that Mark Caliber put Hotshot Chaz in the hospital, yet they still are tag team partners and are still going after the tag team titles. How does that work? And does that give them any chance in hell whatsoever of unseating possibly the greatest tag team in RAWF history?
It doesn't help. Frankly, I wish them the best. I kind of hope they win because I'm kind of tired of the mouths on the current champions. But, oh, God, sorry. Wow, that was a big one. Right. You know, I'm getting tired of hearing them. But like with what you said, I mean, I don't know. They've been at each other's throats as much, if not more, than they've worked together. But that being said, that was all true while they were earning the title shot, and they still earned it. I mean, we've seen some pretty historic tag teams in wrestling across history that started out with people that hated each other. Just hated each other. So maybe we're seeing that lightning strike again.
Maybe. We find out tomorrow at Philadelphia Freedom. So let's talk a little bit about Philadelphia Freedom history. Now, I got to admit, I can't look certain things up right now, but we can still talk about it because it is the oldest pay-per-view in RAWF. It was the second ever pay-per-view we held after Genesis, which was our inaugural pay-per-view back in 2013. The first Philadelphia Freedom was on July 6th of 2013. Of course, every Philadelphia Freedom has been held in Philadelphia. Because it'd be kind of weird to have a pay-per-view named Philadelphia Freedom in Saskatoon or.
Although apparently, from what I'm hearing from locals, it would be absolutely normal for this area to call it Philadelphia Freedom, but have it in Camden over the bridge in Jersey. That would apparently be absolutely normal.
Yeah, well, I can see that happening, but not with us. No, by God, we always have it in the heart of the city of brotherly love. But yeah, it has been, what is it? If this is 2013 was the first one, then the one today would be the ninth or possibly 10th Philadelphia Freedom in RAWF history. So it is definitely a staple of this company, has been since almost day one. And Philadelphia, God love them. They host us. They're very good to us every year, even when we destroy property and landmarks. And
They're used to that. They've got their own fans.
Yeah, true enough. But we want to thank the people.
How many other cities grease their light poles when their teams are in finals?
Good point. But yeah, Philadelphia Freedom.
And have you seen their hockey guy, their mascot?
No, what is he? No.
Greedy or whatever. What the hell is that?
I don't know. I have no idea. I know the Phillies mascot is also, what's his name?
Oh, yeah, the Fanatic, I think. Like,
yeah,
the
Fanatic. I don't know. I have no idea.
He's on drugs.
But yeah, and the officials of Philadelphia, the higher ups, have forgiven us for the whole Liberty Bell fiasco last year. So thank you for that. But
I'm actually kind of stunned they let Judgment back in the state, to be honest.
I'm always shocked when they allow Judge off an airplane. But yeah.
Well, I'm doing an airplane for that matter.
Good point. But yeah, so Philadelphia Freedom, so a lot of rich history, and if we get the opportunity, maybe we'll talk more about it next week. But all right, so with that, I'm told that we have, if not Kevin, the CEO of Sports Unstoppable, but Will, the COO of Sports Unstoppable. I think I got that right. So let's bring on.
Pressure of walking in your
COO of Sports Unstoppable. Will, good to see you. Good evening, sir.
Yeah, good evening. I guess we can call it that.
All right, so what can you tell us about the current situation in Wrestler Unstoppable?
Well, all right, so we all know we had this outage just recently. pardon me. Now I got this. What, you guys giving me the cough over here? You know, we had the recent outage, and that was an issue with Facebook. But then we get the game back up. We're up for, you know, a day and a half, and turn around, and the game goes right back down. Well, this time it has nothing to do with Facebook. This time we have an issue, again, unfortunately nothing we can really do anything about, with our server provider. Long story short, we were aware that the servers we were using were being sunset, and we had a certain amount of time to change from the current servers we were on to new servers. That time is still 6 weeks away. However, apparently this morning, the server we were on threw a whole bunch of hardware errors, and they said, oh, well, we need to do something, and because we're getting ready to sunset this, we're not going to repair it. We're just going to take it down early. So they did. This normally would be fine. Normally what would happen is they would take that server down. Our server would just recognize that that happened and spool up on another server and pick right up where it left off. However, when that happened, a cascading error occurred, and it did not restart, and we're trying to get working with them to figure out why it hasn't restarted and why we can't get it to restart. So we are currently in the process of waiting, and because it's a holiday weekend, trying to get a hold of people is difficult.
So with that being said, when do you a reasonable estimate of Unstoppable coming back up would be what, Tuesday? Possibly, hopefully.
I am really hoping that we can get it up tomorrow, but I can't guarantee anything at this time. Until we can get clear answers, because they may come back to us and say, oh, this is a problem, it's going to take 3 days to fix. They may come back to us and say, oh, sorry, click, and it's back on. We don't know what that answer is going to be. And we don't know when we'll get that answer. Like, we just, because it's a holiday weekend, because of course it is, right?
Right.
You know, it's, you know, we're just in this position of, unfortunately, we're in hurry up. Literally, we were on this within minutes of it happening, you know, and we did as much as we could on our side to track down what had happened pretty quickly. But, and once we got there, we're like, there's literally nothing we can do. We need to be talking to them.
I see. Okay. Well, so basically we are at the mercy of when you receive a reply from the people hosting the servers is basically what I'm
saying. Now, one of the things you should keep in mind is that sometime in mid to late August, there will be a planned outage that shouldn't last more than a few hours when we officially get onto the modern server. So there is going to be an outage planned ahead that we will announce, and it should only be for a few hours. So I don't want anyone to be shocked when that comes down the pike in 6 weeks or so.
Okay. All right. Well, then, we appreciate the info. We appreciate what you're trying to do, and, you know, really not much more you can tell us. We just hope that we can have Unstoppable back as soon as possible. So anything else you wanted to share with the folks listening?
We want to say we're sorry for the problems. You know, we understand it's very frustrating. Believe us, we understand it's frustrating because it's frustrating for us as well. The good news is that the people over there took the server down on Saturday. So we're figuring somebody is working over there. Right. So now we just need to get them to see that we're flagging them to going, hey, look at us. There's a problem. You know, because somebody was there to spot that there was a hardware problem and took the server offline, because that didn't happen automatically. Someone physically did that. Mm-hmm. So the good news is that hopefully we'll get a reply tomorrow. But again, who knows?
All right.
The other thing I kind of want to bring up is due to a lot of these problems, I mean, this outage is a hardware issue that isn't connected to the others, but we've had several outages over the last couple of years that were all directly related to our relationship with Facebook. So we've kind of alluded to this a few times, but I'm going to say it point blankly here. One of the things we are working on in the background is to get us completely off of Facebook so that Facebook can't be a problem anymore. That is something we are actively working on. In fact, actually, where all time and development money has been going has been to figure that out. So hopefully once we get that all figured out, you know, Facebook won't be able to turn us off because we won't be on their platform anymore.
All right. That'd be nice, to be honest with you. That would be really nice. But good luck with that. And hopefully we will hopefully tomorrow we'll be able to do Philadelphia Freedom and so on and so forth. And we'll hopefully next time we talk to you, you'll be on about good stuff.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Stuff. That would be nice. You should come around more often when there's not disasters happening. You know what I'm saying?
Let's figure out when that'll be.
When you're not putting out fires, let's put it that way. All right. Thank you, Will, and take care. And, yeah, stay away from Vacant. He says he's not contagious, but you never know.
Yeah, I'm not taking that risk.
Yeah.
I had
to go
to the bathroom for a week.
Just know. All right. So that was Will. He said that if y'all heard one more time, the service that hosts the servers that host Unstoppable, they're basically waiting on to communicate with them to find out when Unstoppable can be back up. Could be a matter of fixing it in minutes or who knows. Hopefully we'll get more information on that in the coming days. All right. So, with that being said, I'd like to bring back the First Lady of Anarchy, the Cougar. Cougs?
Yes.
Hello.
Hello. Ohio.
No, Philadelphia.
Oh, sorry, I'm in the wrong place.
So Cougs, I'm sure you've been paying close attention to the estrogen championship situation. Maeve is the new estrogen champion, dethroning Tigers last week on Superstars. But I did see a bit of a hungry reaction when we were talking about that title. Is there something I need to know that you're maybe got your eye on getting that title back for a record amount of time?
Of course, I always have my eye on that particular title. And then with the whole, I won't back down from a challenge, and that's how champions are supposed to be. And as you know, I'm one of those that not only accepted challenges for my title, I accepted the challenge before I got the title.
Yes, I do remember that. You did. You absolutely did. So, well, with that being said,
I am officially challenging.
You're officially challenging.
I am
okay.
In the top 25.
Uh-huh.
So I am officially challenging Maeve. Doesn't have to be tomorrow. I'd love it to be tomorrow. Doesn't have to be tomorrow. Can be after whichever one of the ones wins the tournament, but I am officially challenging.
Well, we shall see what happens. I can't
I heard my name.
I guess you did.
No, I didn't say Irish. I said Maeve.
Oh. So Maeve, you heard what Cougs had to say. What's your response?
I accept.
Yes. Sorry, I didn't mean to get so excited.
Okay. All right. Well, hold on. So I'll let you all know when and if this will happen. If it could possibly happen at Philadelphia Freedom, but since we do know that the Biatch of the Month may be we may have to redo the final match of that, so it might possibly be happening. We will see. I will let you all know when and where, all right?
Sounds perfect to me.
Thank you, boss man.
I look
all
forward
right.
to it, Irish.
Good luck to you, Kugloss.
And to you.
All right. Well, that was a shocker. I like that. All right. Ah, so El Vacant, since you're under the weather and I got a lot to prepare for tomorrow, and I need to find Judge and make sure the fireworks are all ready, I think we're about ready to call it a night. So let's get to our promotion segment. And Maeve, is there anything you want to promote?
I would like to promote the first of what I hope will be many estrogen title defenses, be that against Kugloss or be that against one of the lasses that are currently going in the tournament. I promise you that it's going to be a match worth watching.
All right. Fair enough. Cougs, do you have anything to promote?
Well, I was going to promote one of the best redheads on redhead violence matches coming up. That's already been done. So I will mention that I am getting ready to start gearing up for the annual Memorial Awareness Tournament, and I will get more of those details to y'all here in the next week or so, because I will start sign-ups in August.
All right. Judge, you have anything to promote tonight? And judges, that's right, judge may be AFK, so... All right. So I think in Elvagan, do you have anything?
I mean, I'm going to promote an idea. I mean, no one's going to like this idea but me, but I'm going to really like the idea. So, you know, she's already accepted the challenge from Cougs. So if Pig somehow wins the match, we could have a three-way dance and have redhead on redhead on redhead violence. A three-way of redheads.
Okay, I like that idea.
That, I mean, that's money.
You know what? So do I.
Well, if that were to happen, of course, we'd have to get Tiggs on board with that as well. So we will see. I can neither confirm nor deny or approve or disapprove. All right. So, and I got a message from our Powerball GM, the Razor. Watch out for Powerball sign-up scene when the pay-per-view is set. All right. Thank you, Razor, for that. And I think that's it, folks. I think we're going to call it an early night tonight. And because tomorrow is going to be a big day here in RAWF, hopefully. And with that, I wish you all a happy and safe 4th of July weekend for those of you that celebrate that. And if you don't, happy Canada Day, belated to all of our Canadian listeners and fans and superstars as well. And is there an Ireland Day, Maeve? Is there ever an Ireland Day? No.
I mean, we don't call it Ireland Day, but we've got several national holidays. I'll be happy to go over them with you privately.
She runs a tournament on one of them for you.
Oh,
it's
that's
not
right.
Nearly so much of a deal as you make it over here. Yanks do things funny.
Right?
I mean, mostly back home,
seen
it's just a break from
the
fast
end.
I mean, like, don't they do this? Is this just like another day back down in Mexico?
Well, I mean, it's not just another day, but it's nothing like what happens here.
You know, I think Yanks just like an excuse to have a holiday to drink on.
All right. So, folks, in a nutshell, if the pay-per-view is tomorrow, if Unstoppable is back up, we will be live on air at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for RAWF Philadelphia Freedom right here on the RAWF Radio Network. If we do have to push it back a day or two, we will not have a pay-per-view radio show. We will just be back next week for after hours to give you a preview or a review of what's been going on at Philadelphia Freedom. We'll get everything sorted out in the wash. And, it's crazy right now, folks. We'll figure it all out. As it goes, this has been RAWF After Hours on the RAWF Radio Network. Good night, everybody.
Hasta luego, bye-bye.